What is wrong with Kevin McCarthy? He thinks the FBI is going to expose the Biden crime family? Kevin, are you even paying attention to your own House committee that just had the FBI whistleblowers up there with the Democrats running cover for the FBI and their criminal activity against Donald Trump and against Donald Trump supporters and against conservatives? Were you there, Kevin? Are you awake, or are you playing tiddlywinks with Joe Biden on the phone? I'm just confused, Kevin, if you even have a clue the country that you're supposedly the Speaker of the House in. Just curious. Because, man, I mean, it really seemed like you wanted that gavel badly. But where you at, bud? Where you at? Oh. Court filing reveals FBI abused warrantless search powers more than 278 times in 2021. Oh, I'm sorry. I read that wrong, guys. Let me just correct myself. Court filing reveals FBI abused warrantless search powers more than 278,000 times in 2021. No, not 278 times. 278,000 times. Ah, yes. And notice what that date is. As soon as Joe Biden got into office. You know, it's probably important that the American people understand the flow of power, if you will. Folks, these federal bureaucracies have no real jurisdiction. And it is actually upon Congress not just to do oversight, but also command and control if that becomes the circumstance warranted. So let's just see how pathetic Kevin McCarthy is on this when he says that the FBI is ready to turn over the documents showing the Biden crime family bribery schemes, and then the FBI won't do it. Well, Kevin, it's now your job to do something about it. The FBI answers to Congress. The FBI answers to Congress. But something very twisted, something very dark has happened to this country. And now it seems that the FBI and the CIA are running the entire show. And it seems they're now above Congress, above the law, above the very republic that we call the United States of America. And I have zero faith in Kevin McCarthy to do anything about it. Zero. So this is going to be another cucking moment for Kevin McCarthy in my eyes. And by the way, I want to be clear. I'm rooting for Kevin McCarthy. I'd love for Kevin McCarthy, who fought like hell for that gavel, to actually use it for good, to actually be an American hero instead of another American loser that goes through Congress, enriching himself, building his own prestige and legacy. I'd love for Kevin McCarthy to be an American hero. I'd love for Kevin McCarthy to actually do the right thing, but I have zero faith that he will, and I really don't see any reason to believe he's going to do his job and make sure proper oversight or punishment happens at the FBI for all the crimes that they've committed. So what's the problem now where Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House in Congress, who's supposed to be doing the oversight of the FBI, and when he says, hey, you guys need to release the Biden crime family documents now, and they say, screw you, Kevin. Well, that's when Kevin McCarthy and the oversight committees are supposed to be taking action. So what is the holdup, Kevin? You're not all twisted in a front of a fireplace with Frank Luntz now, are you? He doesn't have you pinned to the ground in front of a fireplace, does he? Do we need to send help? Even Chuck Todd, you can't even believe it. This is like eating out of the garbage, but I mean, Chuck Todd floats church committee style investigation into FBI after fallout from Durham report, citing how the people have lost trust in the FBI. Chuck Todd, meet the press. That's like a Democrat puppet. It's like a Democrat mannequin they're calling it at. That's what I'm saying. It's RFK. It's the host of that interview. It's Chuck Todd. This is so open and shut, McCarthy. People on the left and the right know the FBI is corrupt. And you still can't make a proper move. You still can't spearhead this movement. Oh, that's nice. You did a press conference last week. Good press conference. You said the right things. We'd like some action. We'd like some action. Now, okay. We can email Kevin McCarthy. We can call Kevin McCarthy's office. But do you agree with Kevin McCarthy? He thinks the FBI is going to turn on Biden. He thinks the FBI is going to release the documents. Did you not just see the hearing where the Democrats and the FBI were working together to destroy Donald Trump and silence his supporters? Did you not just see that hearing? Did you not see the Democrats pissed off because the FBI whistleblowers were showing the crimes that are run against the Democrats' political opposition?
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, tri-iodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
What is wrong with Kevin McCarthy? He thinks the FBI is going to expose the Biden crime family? Kevin, are you even paying attention to your own House committee that just had the FBI whistleblowers up there with the Democrats running cover for the FBI and their criminal activity against Donald Trump and against Donald Trump supporters and against conservatives? Were you there, Kevin? Are you awake? Or are you playing tiddlywinks with Joe Biden on the phone? I'm just confused, Kevin, if you even have a clue the country that you're supposedly the Speaker of the House in. Just curious. Because, man, I mean, it really seemed like you wanted that gavel badly, but where you at, bud? Where you at? Oh. Court filing reveals FBI abused warrantless search powers more than 278 times in 2021. Oh, I'm sorry. I read that wrong, guys. Let me just correct myself. Court filing reveals FBI abused warrantless search powers more than 278,000 times in 2021. No, not 278 times. 278,000 times. Ah, yes. And notice what that date is. As soon as Joe Biden got into office, 200 and how do you even do that? In fact, guys, can you pull up a calculator? What is 365 or what is 278,000 divided by 365? Math is my weak point. I mean, that, what is that like? Is that like 200 warrantless searches a day? Somebody bail me out here. I'm a 21st century moron that can't do math. if we can, get up a calculator here. Let's see. That's so bad. Excuse me, guys. 761 is what we have here. Is that correct? 761 warrantless searches in the year 2021, as soon as Biden got into office. Am I hearing this right? Is that our math that we've done here? Oh, it's actually, well, we round up here. So it's actually 762. You know, knowing this demonic government, I'm surprised they didn't go for the 666 number every day, just for fun, you know, just for funsies. Kind of like what they do with these COVID bills, like COVID bill 666. We're going to inject you with this mRNA, six bill 666. It's like Bill Gates bill 060606, nanotechnology in your brains. It's like they don't even hide it anymore. So, geez, FBI, you actually missed your number. It was supposed to be 666 warrantless searches a day. You guys went over. You did 762. As soon as Biden got into office, 762 warrantless searches per day by the FBI. You know, I was thinking about this, too. Because, again, I've covered this ad nauseum, so I don't want to go into the details here, but I was thinking about it. What does Trump need to do to really win over my unequivocal support? What would Trump have to do? Because right now it's more just like, to me, Trump's the front runner. I'd like to see a potential revenge tour, redemption tour, and... I mean, I like RFK Jr. I just don't think he has a chance. I like Vivek Ramaswamy. I just don't think he has a chance. So it's like Trump's the one with the chance. Trump's the one that can get in there. Whether I think he's the best candidate or not, that's just my realistic take. But I'm thinking, what does Trump need to do to really win my full support again like he had in 2016 and 2020? And maybe he's thinking about this, but to me, the normal political timing for a presidential campaign is now thrown out the window. So forget about the normal timing to do things. Donald Trump needs to come out and he needs to actually put together his list of every nominee or every person he's going to put in charge. So, for example, Donald Trump should come out and say, I'm either going to fire Christopher Wray and abolish the FBI, or I'm going to fire Christopher Wray and here's who I'm going to put in charge. And he should do that for every cabinet seat. Because that's one of our biggest concerns about a potential President Trump is he's going to put the wrong people next to him again. He's going to put the wrong people in charge again, and it's going to sabotage his presidency again. That's one of our biggest concerns. So he should probably put out a master list of all his potential nominees or all the different roles and cabinet positions and who he's going to fill them with, including what he's going to do about this corrupt FBI. I think that would be very important. But hey, I mean, you know, who cares if the FBI does 700 and whatever warrantless searches a day as soon as Biden gets into office? They're Democrats now, so it's okay. It's kind of like with the vaccine. Hey, when Trump's in office, the vaccine is bad. But when Biden's in office, the vaccine is good. Same vaccine. So, if the FBI was doing this when Trump was in office, it'd be abuse of power. They'd need to arrest, shut it down. But when Biden's in office, it's all good, baby. And we know why. Bank of America handed FBI payment records of people in D.C. on January 6th, whether they were a suspect or not. Wow. So, sorry to say, but whoever was involved in this at Bank of America probably needs to be subpoenaed, indicted, charged, and same thing with whoever was doing this at the FBI. So Kevin McCarthy. But McCarthy says the FBI is going to show us all the Biden crime documents they have. Oh. This is what you get, folks. You want to know what it's like when Democrats are in charge? You want to know what your future beholds when Democrats are in charge? Feel sympathy for Peter Schwartz, but understand this is your future under the current trajectory with Democrats in power and the abuses of power within the federal government. J6 political prisoner attacked by guards after complaining about raw sewage on the floor of his cell and asking for running water. And we've seen inside the cells, and let me just, because I get this question a lot, there's been a lot of January 6th defendants and prisoners that are doing interviews, and people keep sending me their contact saying they want to come on the show with me. Folks, I'm not allowed to talk to any January 6th defendants. I'm not allowed as part of my probation. So I'm not ignoring these men. I'm not ignoring these victims. But I'm not allowed to talk to them. Okay? So I'm still being politically persecuted because of this. But the point is, we've seen inside the cells. They literally, their toilets get overflowed and feces runs over. They don't have running water. The sewage just sits on the floor and just stinks up the room. I've been in the D.C. prisons. It's the worst prison you've ever seen. You can't even believe it. I don't even know how it's legal. But that's the treatment the January 6th defendants are getting. But understand this. That will be you. That will be you if you are not a good slave. If you dare not be a willing slave to the regime, if you dare not be a willing slave to their political policies, ideologies, persecutions, if you don't go along with this regime currently operating out of the Democrat Party, they will censor you, they will debank you, they will try to destroy you, they will imprison you, and you know what happens next, folks. If these sickos, if these sick freaks inside the federal government and the Democrat Party are willing to put nonviolent, innocent men in a prison being flooded with raw sewage, you really think that's as far as they'll go?
Don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear some Jones.
Any regular viewer or listener knows that InfoWars delivers hardcore, game-changing information that is at the very forefront of fighting tyranny worldwide and promoting human liberty. And the products we sell are no different. And I know that most of you tune in for the news and information and just glaze over the products, but I want to encourage you to take a few notes and to research what I'm about to tell you, because all of our products are incredible. But these two particular products are simply amazing. Take the Real Red Pill Plus. It's called Plus because it's been around about 8 years, but 3 years ago we updated it to make it even better. So when we updated the formula, it's called Plus after the name. I was going to a major medical clinic when I was 40. Getting my blood tested, talking to one of the top doctors in Texas, and he was selling supplements, and he recommended basically this supplement that had all these trace elements of amino acids and preglinone in it. And all I did was take that formula and soup it up and make it even better and sell for a lower price. So that's what I do. And that's what Real Red Pill Plus is. It's been out for about 8 years. About 3-4 years ago, we updated the formula. We haven't had it for 2 years because during the lockdowns, we couldn't get the ingredients anymore. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. You need to read what's in it. Let me go over a few of these ingredients, because again, most supplements don't have this. Vitamin K, niacin, vitamin B6, folate, vitamin B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, copper. Most things don't have that, and that's key. Copper's really hot right now, but we came up with this 8-9 years ago. Manganese, chromium, molybdenum as an amino acid, beetroot, preglinone's the key ingredient, green tea extract, coffee fruit, yerba mate leaf, guarana seed extract. Instant energy, but in a few days or a week or so, the other ingredients kick in and do incredible things. You need the Real Red Pill Plus. Sold out for over 2 years. Got a big shipment in 4 or 5 months ago. It's almost sold out. But despite that fact, we're offering it right now for 40% off for another week or so. And then it's going back to regular price, and it'll sell out. It'll be months until we get more of it in. Then There's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, because we updated the formula, made it even better. Super concentrated chicken broth. You know what that does for your immune system, your body, your joints, everything. It's incredible. Then it's got really strong turmeric and chaga mushroom and bee pollen and a bunch of other ingredients. This is a superfood of superfoods for not just stamina and energy and immune system and libido, but everything in your body. This product is almost sold out as well. But despite that fact, it's also still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and check out Ultimate Bone Broth and Real Red Pill Plus. Make the order, support the broadcast, which is a win-win, and get the incredible product for yourself. Again, my friends, out of the millions of listeners we have that spread the word and pray for the broadcast and do so much great things, we know that less than 1% actually ever buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So if just a percentage of you or more simply go to the site, you'll experience how great it is, and we'll have all the funding we need not to just survive and battle the globalists, but to expand in the face of this tyranny at this critical time. So get your Real Red Pill Plus 40% off before it sells out at InfoWarsStore.com, and Ultimate Bone Broth Plus as well. They'll blow you away. Take action now.